98.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org. Artist in Residence. Curated DJ sets from an 88.5 FM artist every Saturday at 6 with a new artist residency every month. 88.5 The SoCal Sound.
Well, hello. My name is Alexander Michael Takitz Ebert. Those are all my names, except for this one, Edward Sharp, which some people still call me, you know. And you're listening to 88.5 The SoCal Sound. I'm going to play a couple songs for you. I don't know what I'm going to play, but I'm going to play them, and they're going to be good, I think. You know, they're going to be inspiring to me. And I just want to say that I'm glad to be doing this. I'm a Valley boy. I was raised in the Valley, spent a lot of time in Northridge. Northridge Quake is in my quaking blood still to this day. A guitar player for Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros, kid since I known. Since I known? Who I known? Who I known? Something like that. Since I was three, Christian Letts, he grew up in Northridge, and every night we would sneak out and go do graffiti. That's something where you strip yourself from your phone and you grab a can of paint and you go outside and you paint the walls as a favor to the city. The first song I'm going to play here is a beauty. It's a doozy. It's special and near and dear and so on and so forth. Hope you enjoy it.
Everybody said that you better watch out. Man, she's gonna turn you in. And me, you know that I thought I lucked out. And now look at the trouble that I'm in. No, you better watch out for Charlie's girl. Watch out for Charlie's girl. Charlie's girl. Watch out for Charlie's girl. It happened on New Year's Eve. They said everybody had to leave. They had a warrant in their hand. They wanted to bust the whole band. I said if I ever see Sharon again, I'm gonna punch her face in. You know you better watch out for Charlie's girl. Hey now man, watch out for Charlie's girl. You know she'll turn you in. Watch out for Charlie's girl. Watch out for Charlie's girl. She'll turn you in, you better, huh? Watch out, you better. Watch out, you better. You better watch out, you better. You better watch out for Charlie's girl.
I think that in the future, only the rich will be able to afford nothing. Do you know what I mean? Nothing is becoming more and more expensive. The absence of stuff is becoming a luxury. And I realized this when I was going to rent a house in Ojai, California, you know, the sort of like luxe sort of hippie commune thing up north outside of LA, and we were recording an album there. And believe me, I don't want to be in a upscale hippie commune. That is my idea of hell. But I had to rent a place, and I'm looking around and I see this little cabin. It's cute, it's smaller than all the other McMansions up there, and I'm like, that's perfect. But wait a minute, it's more expensive than the mansions. What's going on? And I look at it again, and it says internet free, big print. Not free internet, internet free. That's why it was more expensive. And suddenly it hit me, oh my God, organic food is the absence of technological development. Artisanality is the absence of industrial innovation. And now you have, of course, automation, which is making everything cheaper. and then people paying premiums for actual white glove service with real humans, while the rest of everyone gets to enjoy the so-called abundance of technological advancement, which is really just robbing us of the experience of living with and among other humans. Now, none of this is really my point. My point comes back again to the internet. Do you remember in the late 90s, early 2000s, there was this leave no user behind mentality? They actually called it the digital divide. Clinton even said he wanted a, quote, internet in every hut. Don't let the third world not be online. Today, that would almost seem like an evil scheme, because as everyone is now stuck online, the rich are the ones who get to afford the absence of being connected, the enjoyment of the natural world without the fidgeting anxiety of being connected at all times to everything. And today, it's the rich who are online less and the poor who are online more. But that negative space, that absence of connection, there's going to be a premium put on that. Grab your nothing now while you can. That's my advice. Get yourself some nothing, a nice little slice of nothing. It'll be more valuable than gold in just a couple decades, and you can pass it on to your kids and their kids. Let's listen to another song.
Last Friday night, I saw the light. I knew that love had risen. You were like an angel shining through a mighty moonlight vision. Woo-hoo. Miraculous weekend with you. I was much too shy. I didn't have the nerve to say hi when I saw you. That's why I was so surprised when you asked, did I want to woo? Miraculous weekend with you. I do want a miraculous weekend with you. Ooh, miraculous weekend. Ooh, miraculous weekend. Ooh, miraculous weekend with you. A pleasure giving you the kiss that your love deserves. It's heaven here on earth. Heaven's here on earth. It's heaven when I'm spending. Woo-hoo. A miraculous weekend with you. Love is worth. Heaven's here on earth. Is heaven here on earth? It's heaven when I'm spending. Woo-hoo. A miraculous weekend with you. Last Friday night I saw the light when you made sweet love to me. You kissed me hard and held me tight, and lightning shivered through me. Woo-hoo. It's a miraculous weekend with you. Ooh, what a miraculous weekend with you. Ooh, miraculous weekend. Miraculous weekend. Ooh, miraculous weekend. Miraculous weekend with you.
you can be. You kiss my blood, and my blood kiss me.
So I think I mentioned that my name is Alexander Michael Takietz Ebert. The Takietz is a strange addition. I don't even think my mom was consulted when my dad decided, yes, we're going to put Takietz on his birth certificate. What the F? What the F does Takietz mean? Well, that's exactly what my mom asked, and she said, Michael, we need to go now and figure out what that means. He said, okay, let's drive to Idlewild, California, because there's a mountain there called Taquit's Peak, and that's what I named him after. She said, okay, fine. So they went, and they asked someone. They said, oh, you have to ask like a local, you know, Native American. And so they found someone kind enough to talk to them and let them know that Taquit's means devil. 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 Their version of a devil. Or demon, if you like. Demon's a little softer, but demon or devil. My mom nearly divorced my dad on the spot. And, of course, I've had to deal with being the devil, a specific devil, ever since. Let's hear another song.
Straighter than narrow. Wherever we go, everyone knows. Me and my arrow. Me and my arrow. Taking the high road. Wherever we go, everyone knows it's me and my arrow. And in the morning when I wake up, be gone, I don't know. And if we make up just to break up, I'll carry on. Oh yes I will. Me and my arrow. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Straight up the narrow. Wherever knows it's me and my arrow. 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 Me and my arrow.
Hey, this is Nick Harcourt inviting you to join us weekdays from 7 till 10 a.m. for more Music in the Morning with Nick Harcourt and Jet, as we bring you a daily feast of music and entertainment news, fresh squeezed and Latin alternative tracks of the day, and our Hump Day ticket giveaway every Wednesday between 8:30 and 9:30. This week's Hump Day giveaway, your opportunity to score a pair of tickets to see Santi Gold next May 15th at the Bellwether. More Music in the Morning with Nick Harcourt and Jet, weekdays from 7 till 10 a.m. here at 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
Giving Tuesday is coming up on Tuesday, December 2nd, and it's a global day of generosity to encourage people to do good by giving, volunteering, and supporting causes that make a difference in our communities. We encourage you to give the gift of a SoCal Sound membership, and we give back too. As a member, you're eligible for free concert tickets and invites to special events all year long, including the upcoming members-only event with Mike Campbell at Sound City Studios on December 12th. Giving the gift of membership is super easy. Online at thesocalsound.org. Just check the box on the donate page and let us know your giftee.
Support comes from Casa OC. Here in Orange County, too many kids in foster care are growing up without the steady support every child deserves. Right now, over 300 children are waiting for a court-appointed special advocate, someone who shows up, listens, and makes sure they're not forgotten. CASA volunteers are neighbors, parents, and grandparents who care about kids and community. You don't need special training, just a big heart. Learn more today at CASAOC.org.
Support comes from the Skirball Cultural Center, presenting the annual Skirball Hanukkah Festival, Sunday, December 14th. During this multi-generational celebration, festival goers can partake in live music, storytelling, food, art making, a community candle lighting, and more. Families of all backgrounds are welcome. The annual Hanukkah Festival at the Skirball. More info at skirball.org.
The SoCal Sounds Rockstar Rescue, highlighting some of our favorite SoCal rescue organizations and their adoptable animals. Look for our Pet of the Week posted on our socials every Wednesday and also on our website at thesocalsound.org. With the SoCal Sounds Rockstar Rescue, together we can find forever homes for these little cuties.
Kick off the season of giving by donating your unused vehicle to support your favorite programming on the SoCal Sound. We take care of everything from pickup to paperwork. Your donation will help us provide hand-curated music programming. We make it super easy to get started online at thesocalsound.org. Click support on the homepage.
Listen to the SoCal Sound on 88.5 FM, thesocalsound.org, your smart speaker.
Play the SoCal Sound.
And on our mobile app. You're listening to a DJ residency, an hour of hand-picked songs from a new artist every month, each Saturday night at 6. 88.5, the SoCal Sound.
This is Alexander Ebert, a.k.a. Edward Sharp, and you're listening to 88.5, the SoCal Sound. Speaking of the, well, speaking to the valley in this case, do you guys remember the Northridge quake? I remember the Northridge quake. I mean, it was a big, proper, cinematic, IMAX sort of Christopher Nolan earthquake, you know? And in the valley, obviously, as hopefully you all know, it's gelatinous. I mean, it's made of sand. It literally turns to waves of jelly when there's an earthquake. It's the worst possible place for a fault line to be. Now, I was about 14 at the time, and my best friend was Aaron Bray, was his name, and he lived right in Van Nuys in this little apartment. Now, his dad was going to be out of town, and my parents didn't know that. So he told his dad he was sleeping at mine. I told my parents I was sleeping at his, and we had a ball. Now, Aaron and I had a rap group called Tribal Colors, because, you know, I was white and he was black. And we thought that was quite advanced of us. We were going to solve the racial issue. But before that, we had to stay up late and eat a lot of ice cream and watch a lot of NBA. Until suddenly, the building started to shake. The lights went out. I could hear the bones of the building starting to snap like twigs. All of a sudden, the fish tank was on the floor, smashed, glass everywhere, fish flopping, carpet wet. I had no shoes on. I'm cutting my feet as I fumble around looking for the front door, how to get out. What is blocking this front door? It's the bookshelf. So we move the bookshelf off like we're Hercules, and we get to the knob, and we're about to get out, and we're fumbling for the knob. Where is the knob? The knob has been knocked off by the bookshelf. So now we're stuck in this room. Now it's still shaking. I mean, it's like the apex of the shake. This is only 40 seconds of shaking, but when hell is burning, 40 seconds is a long time. So we start pounding on the door, trying to get someone, anybody, to let us out. I truly thought I was going to die. To this day, I think it's probably the most unprocessed trauma I have. And I guess I could say I'm lucky that that's my most unprocessed trauma, but it is impossible to process. It's one of those acts of God that are too large to schematize in your brain, you know? Just doesn't make sense. Anyway, we're banging and banging on the door. Somebody let us out from the outside. And then someone does. Someone who I don't know, some hero, let us out. And we ran down to the alley and we're cackling with adrenaline. And then suddenly it subsides. And we both realize we are going to be in the most trouble that either of us have ever been in. Let's hear another song.
private eye.
You're losing, you're losing, you're losing your vitamin C. And you.
So it is one of the very first gigs Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros ever have. That's me, Edward Sharpe, right? And we take a bus that I bought on Craigslist for $9,000, and I gutted it, and we all went to Marfa, Texas, and we played our first gig, and it got shut down within four songs by the local cowboy police. They did not want these hippies making any noise in their little quaint town. So we were stuck in the middle of Texas for the next 3 days, and what to do? Well, we just started playing around, playing in the fields, playing around along the train tracks, playing in hotel lobbies, and we got to get a little bit of a notoriety around town to the point where someone said, hey, you know what? We heard that your gig got canceled. Do you want to play in our bar? The bar isn't open yet. It's sort of just an empty cavern, but we do have electricity. You could play there. We said, of course. Thank God. Some redemption at last. So we get ready. We do the gig. We're all prepared. There's 200 people at this gig at this point because people have heard that, like, there's this weird crew of musicians in town. So it's packed. And we start playing, and I feel like this is fate. We got shut down, and here we are, Phoenix from the ash. And all of a sudden, in walk the cops. And they tell us we got to shut it down again. Only four songs in, just like the last time. What to do? Suddenly it occurs to me, this town is very small. There's not possibly a jail cell big enough to host everyone in this place. So I ask the audience, well, really, I tell them we have a choice. We can either shut this down now and go home, or we can all go to jail. What do you want to do? Jail. 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 Everybody in the room started chanting, jail. The cops started shaking their heads and said, okay, okay, okay. Well played. You can finish the show. After the show, we're going to escort you out of town and you're never to return. We said, deal. Then we proceeded to play one of the best shows I have ever played. Sweaty, crazy, unhinged, deliriously brilliant. And thank God, because if that hadn't have happened, if we hadn't have come out of that predicament, I don't know that I would have had the courageous inertia to keep going. I think I would have taken it as a sign. We got shut down twice. When everything was on the line, when I'd spent the last of my money on this bus, we get shut down twice in a row. Now, for those of you out there who hate Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros, you might think to yourself, God damn, if only the cops had just taken them in then. But for those of you who like us, who appreciate us, well, thank that group of 200 Marfa Texans who decided to put their freedom on the line for stomp clap history. Let's hear another song.
I'm going in a field. I'm going in a field. I'm going in a field to lie down. Beside the grass, I'll lie beside the grass, I'll lie beside the green grass. I'm going in a field, I'm going in a field, I'm going in a field to lie down. Yellow flower in the grass, yellow flower in the grass. I'm going in a field, I'm going in a field, I'm going in a field to lie down. My lover's eyes are blue. I'm going in a field to lie down. Green grass, yellow flower, my lover's eyes.